Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss William Blake. Now William Blake is generally clubbed under the Romantic era writers. In some books you'll also find William Blake being mentioned as a pre-Romantic writer.
ठीक है?
And he famously wrote that without contraries is no progression. ठीक है? Without contraries is no progression. And this famous quotation appears in his work called The Marriage of Heaven and Hell. ठीक है? The Marriage of Heaven and Hell. This is very important, a very famous work by him. Now William Blake is generally referred to as a mystic as well as a visionary. ठीक है? His dates are from 1757 to 1827. ठीक है? And throughout his life he was a not so famous writer. ठीक है? But in the 20th century he has attained a lot of fame because his writings were really recognized by people. And along with being a mystic and a visionary, he was also a engraver. ठीक है? And he illustrated many of his poems so that they could be read visually as well as verbally. ठीक है? Because you know, when we write poems, वो पढ़ने के लिए होता है. But when we engrave those poems, we can even visually see what the poet is talking about. And what are the various themes that you will find in his poetry? Love of the country, ठीक है? Just as William Blake later on, you know, talks about the countryside, nature. Even in the poems of William Blake, you'll find love for the country, मतलब countryside, simple life. इस चीज के बारे में बात करते हैं वो, as well as childhood, home. So overall, the poetry of ordinary things. And in his poems, you will find extensive use of symbolism. But unlike the symbolism that is used in the poems of T.S. Eliot or W.B. Yeats, the symbolism that William Blake uses is very, very simple. ठीक है? Straightforward है ये. So, for example, innocence is symbolized by children, ठीक है? Flowers, lambs. On the other hand, oppression and rationalism are symbolized by industrial landscape or urban landscape or by machines, ठीक है? और इनकी बहुत famous poem है एक called London, ठीक है? London. And along with this poem, there are some other famous poems by him. One is called The Tiger, ठीक है? The Tiger. Then another one is called The Lamb, L-A-M-B, Lamb. Then another one is called Jerusalem. ठीक है, जेरूसलम. दीज आर सम फेमस शॉर्ट पोएम्स बाय विलियम ब्लेक. एंड लेट मी रीड आउट अ स्मॉल एक्सट्रैक्ट फ्रॉम दिस पोएम कॉल्ड लंडन, जिसकी मैंने बात की अभी. कोट, आई वैंडर थ्रू ईच चार्टर्ड स्ट्रीट नियर वेयर द चार्टर्ड थीम्स डज फ्लो एंड मार्क इन एवरी फेस आई मीट मार्क्स ऑफ वीकनेस मार्क्स ऑफ वो इन एवरी क्राई ऑफ एवरी मैन इन एवरी इन्फेंट्स क्राई ऑफ फियर इन एवरी वॉइस In every ban, the mind fogged manacles I hear. ठीक है? तो ये आखिरी जो phrase है, mind fogged manacles I hear. This is very famous. और इसमें जो Thames है, वो क्या है? Thames is the river that flows across London. ठीक है? और manacles का क्या मतलब होता है? M-A-N-A-C-L-E-S. Manacles means a kind of shackle या handcuff or chains. So figuratively, it refers to a kind of restriction that is being imposed on the mind. ठीक है? Mind fogged manacles I hear. ठीक है? Along with this, you should keep in mind that during the times in which William Blake wrote, the industrial revolution was picking up in England. ठीक है? And because of that, labor exploitation was there, and especially child labor exploitation was there. ठीक है? And based on this, he has written a poem, very famous poem called The Chimney Sweeper. ठीक है? Chimney Sweeper. And it just describes how children were used to clean chimneys at that time. ठीक है? So a kind of critique of industrialization, a kind of critique of the exploitation that is being done in the name of industrialization. ठीक है? Now after this we should pay attention to the important works of William Blake. ठीक है? जो काफी famous poems हैं वो मैंने आपको बताया. Along with this, other works that he's famous for is called Songs of Innocence and Experience. ठीक है? ये बहुत famous है. Songs of Innocence and Experience. And as I told you at the beginning, The Marriage of Heaven and Hell. ठीक है? ये भी काफी famous है. Along with this, there are some other works as well. One is called Urizen. ठीक है? U-R-I-Z-E-N. Urizen. उसके बाद Gates of Paradise. ठीक है? Gates of Paradise. After that, The Vision of the Daughters of Albion. ठीक है? The Vision of the Daughters of Albion. A-L-B-I-O-N. Albion. उसके बाद एक और वर्क है इनका, The French Revolution. ठीक है? The French Revolution. और The Vision of the Daughters of Albion. मतलब एक ही नाम है ये. Then he has also written a work called Jerusalem. ठीक है? And then another epic called Milton. ठीक है? Milton. So from an exam point of view, you should know the various names of his works. ये आपसे पूछ सकते हैं. Then the names of his important or very famous poems, such as The Tiger, The Lamb, London. ठीक है? The Chimney Sweeper. After this, you should also be aware of some important quotations. So let me read out few important quotations. Exam mein karte kya hai that they can ask you from where has this quotation come from. Okay, identify the work of William Blake. So let me first read out few important quotations. Few important and famous quotations by William Blake. Now the first one is from his famous work called Auguries of Innocence. ठीक है, Auguries of Innocence, AUGURIES, Auguries. ठीक है, now let me quote this quote: to see a world in a grain of sand and a heaven in a wild flower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour, unquote. ठीक है, to see a world in a grain of sand and a heaven in a wild flower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour, unquote. Now let me read out another quotation from the same work, ठीक है, Auguries of Innocence. Now, उससे पहले मैं आपको बता दूँ, what is the meaning of augury? A-U-G-U-R-Y. See, augury basically means the sign of things to come, ठीक है, a kind of omen, O-M-E-N, omen, or a kind of prediction, ठीक है, what is to happen in future. It's about that, ठीक है. Now another quotation is, I quote, I was angry with my friend, I told my wrath did end. ठीक है, wrath का मतलब क्या होता है? W-R-A-T-H, wrath means anger, ठीक है, and it further continues, I was angry with my foe, I told it not, my wrath did grow, ठीक है, and foe का मतलब क्या है, F-O-E, foe means adversary or enemy, ठीक है, this quotation also comes from the work, Auguries of Innocence, ठीक है, and let me read out this quotation, entire quotation once more, I was angry with my friend, I told my wrath did end, I was angry with my foe, I told it not, my wrath did grow, unquote, ठीक है. Now after this, there is another famous work by William Blake called Proverbs of Hell. ठीक है? So I'll read out few more quotations. ठीक है? And this time from this work, Proverbs of Hell. और इसमें basically होता क्या है that all the traditional wisdom that we know about, all the traditional wisdom or wise things that we know about, everything is reversed. हर चीज उल्टा ही यहाँ पे मिलता है. ठीक है? Let me read out the first quotation. Quote, the tigers of wrath are wiser than the horses of instruction, unquote. Okay? The tigers of wrath are wiser than the horses of instruction, unquote. Now generally hame ye pata hai that you know peace, instruction or wisdom is better than anger, but yahan pe reverse hai. The tigers of wrath are wiser than the horses of instruction, okay? And why has this been reversed? Because you'll find all of this on the walls of hell or in hell. In hell probably instead of mercy or instead of forgiveness, there will be anger, there will be revenge, ठीक है, वो सब चीजें मिलेंगी आपको. Then another quotation or another proverb, you know, that you will find in this work, ठीक है, Proverbs of Hell. Quote, the road of access leads to the palace of wisdom, ठीक है, E-X-C-E-S-S, access, वो वाला access. The road of access leads to the palace of wisdom. So, diametrically opposite to the conventional wisdom that we know about since childhood, ठीक है, हर चीज उल्टा ही यहाँ पे देखने को सुनने को मिलेगा आपको. Now let me read out another quotation. Quote, think in the morning, act in the noon, eat in the evening, sleep in the night, unquote. ठीक है, this is also a proverb, ठीक है, from the Proverbs of Hell. ठीक है, generally हम लोग सुनते हैं that you know whatever work you have, you should act immediately, you should take action immediately, but यहाँ पे देखो क्या कह रहा है. Think in the morning, act in the noon, eat in the evening and sleep in the night. ठीक है, so this is also a very famous quotation. So as I said, from an exam point of view, just remember the important works of William Blake, the important quotations of William Blake, and few facts about his life, ठीक है? And amongst his most important works are Songs of Innocence. This was published in 1789, ठीक है? And this is basically a collection of poems celebrating childhood innocence and beauty, ठीक है? As the name suggests, Songs of Innocence, ठीक है? उसके बाद आया Songs of Experience. This was published in 1794, ठीक है? Now this is somewhat opposite to the Songs of Innocence, and in this volume of poems, William Blake explores themes of disillusionment, social injustice, loss, ठीक है, all of that. उसके बाद एक और famous work है इनका called Jerusalem, ठीक है, and the complete title of this is Jerusalem, the Emanation of the Giant Albion, ठीक है, A-L-B-I-O-N, Albion, ठीक है, Jerusalem, the Emanation of the Giant Albion. This was published in the year 1804, ठीक है. So what is this poem about? See, this is first of all a very long poem, a prophetic poem, okay? A kind of prophecy about the future, okay? And it addresses political and spiritual struggles, okay? Uske baad, as I pointed out, you know, a few quotations from Proverbs of Hell, okay? Ye bhi bahut hi famous hai. And then, as I told you in the beginning, The Marriage of Heaven and Hell. Okay, this is also a very famous work. And this is basically a work in prose. Okay, a prose and verse, both, which explores the relationship between reason, imagination, good and evil. Okay? Remember the quotation or the line that I told you in the beginning, that without contraries, there is no progression. Okay? Wo jo famous line hai, wo yahin se aata hai. Okay? Marriage of Heaven and Hell. And lastly, remember that during his lifetime, William Blake was largely unrecognized. Okay? He gained fame posthumously, okay? Especially during the 20th century. Along with this, you should remember that his work is characterized by a lot of imagery, symbolism, as well as mystical themes. Okay? He challenged, you know, social as well as religious conventions. Okay? He advocated for individual freedom and imagination. Okay? And he was broadly a very self-taught. Okay? Aisa kuch formal education inko bahut zyada nahi mila tha. So he was mostly a self-taught printer as well as engraver. Okay? Who illustrated his poems. Of course, he was a poet also, and an artist also, but a visionary artist, okay? Who engraved his poems. And he is considered one of the most important figures in Romanticism. Okay? And as I told you that, in some books you'll find that he's clubbed under the pre-Romantics. In some books you'll find that he's clubbed as a Romantic writer. But a better classification is, you know, he acts as a bridge between the pre-Romantics and the Romantic writers. Okay?